This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, chaired a review meeting on cleanliness and civic amenities at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The meeting focused on assessing the state of cleanliness and civic facilities in Itanagar. Highlighting the city's visual and environmental appeal, the governor said that the road from Donipolo Airport to the capital city should be developed as a green corridor that reflects the rich flora and fauna of the state. He advised the Urban Development Department, District Administration and the Itanagar Municipal Corporation to work jointly towards achieving this goal. The meeting was attended by State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, senior officials from the Home, Urban Development, Public Works, PHE and Water Supply and Housing Departments along with the Mayor of IMC, Likha Naritadar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu launched Rakt Rice, a premium organic indigenous red rice from Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh. Produced and marketed by Rakt Organic, it is an initiative of Pema Sewang from Garangkhar village of the Mompa community. Commending the initiative, CM Khandu said this effort brings a traditional high-altitude farming wisdom to a wider market. Cultivated through zero-chemical, eco-friendly practices in the valleys of Tawang, the rice is naturally rich in antioxidants, iron and essential minerals. More than a food product, it represents preservation of traditional seed varieties and the agricultural heritage of the people, the CM said. Deputy Chief Minister Chawnamen inaugurated the 40-bedded Community Health Centre at Mechuka in the presence of RWD Minister P.D. Sona. Sharing the news in social media post, Mr. Sona said the much-needed facility will significantly strengthen healthcare access for the people, reducing the need for long and difficult travel for medical care and ensuring timely treatment closer at home. Dr. Yasum Litin of Inkyong, Upper Siang, has created history by becoming first cardiac anesthesia super specialist from Arunachal and the first woman from Northeast India. She has completed her DM in cardiac anesthesia from Goa Medical College. The Itanagar capital region may face a serious groundwater crisis if corrective steps are delayed, warns V.N. Pandey, retired SE of Water Resources Department. He urged regulation of borewell drilling and land cutting, citing fragile, silt-heavy soil and rising iron content. Mr. Pandey said Arunachal Lakes updated hydrogeological mapping of groundwater reserves. He called for systematic data collection on drilling through DCs and ESCs. He also advocated large-scale rainwater harvesting and warns that haphazard earth cutting has altered river courses. Mr. Pandey stressed that water security is tied to social and economic stability and urged coordinated action. CBSE class and exams begin across Arunachal Pradesh from today, starting with the mathematics paper. Students in schools statewide are appearing as per the official schedule. Siring Lamu Songmu of Kalaktang, West Kaming, has received the Youth Icon Award at the National Environment Youth Parliament 2026, organized by Students for Development in Nagpur. Emphasizing the importance of public safety and responsible civic behavior, Navam Vivek, MLA of Doimukh Assembly Constituency, has appealed to citizens to refrain from walking along or crossing railway tracks. The MLA stated that the railway lines are strictly meant for train operations and not for pedestrian movement. The MLA also called upon local leaders, community-based organizations, parents and teachers to spread awareness about railway safety. A four-day training program on disaster management, plan preparation and sensitization is underway till 19th February at Dhoni Polo Mission School for the Hearing and Visually Impaired, Chimpu. It is organized for school authorities, special educators, teachers, caregivers and parents of children with special needs, including hearing and visually impaired students. The government aims to enhance preparedness awareness and inclusive safety planning to ensure better disaster response and protection for vulnerable students. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.